Oruven News on Tuesday, the 6th of July 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Jonathan, Yahalom and Sandrine. Today's weather: mostly clouded with scattered thunderstorms, temperature ranges between 32 degrees during the day and 25 degrees at night, south-southwesterly winds at 15 kilometers per hour. Here's an interview with Mona from the new L'Avenir d'Oroville, the central planning group. The team presents the results of the co-creating cafe about a shared space in Oroville.
Now, shared space is a concept that came to Oroville through a person called Carl Heinz, who is a traffic expert. And he gave a workshop here in April, May. And there was a lot of good response to it. So we decided to, zoom in into one area, which would be around the solar kitchen, because that's the most used area in Oroville, and to make that into a kind of shared space, explore what can be a shared space around the solar kitchen, because then we would also take the mobility on the crown into consideration, as well as creating some kind of urban plaza. What we want is to get feedback from the community on this process and make it more interactive. So here you have the three options that came up from that workshop, and we have presented three different kind of options that came up from it, as well as we are explaining to everybody what co-creating cafe is, what shared space is, and we want to actually generate interest in this area, and then we want to have more feedback and we will take it to the next level. This is a initiative that has been taken by the new L'Avenir and from the mobility integration team. Option A is like trying to see that the traffic continues in a manner which is separate from a shared space, basically, which is not actually the idea of the shared space. It was to actually combine, but some people felt, let's just slow down the traffic on the side, and we have the shared space here. And they have different kinds of parking. They have a clock tower. They have an art wall for exhibition. They have the market, which is still where it was before. And they had a parking also on the first floor. You can see here, there would be a new building, and the solar kitchen would be connected by a first floor with the line of force here, and there would be parking on the first floor here and trees here. So that was one of the ideas. The second option, which is option B, which is like trying to say, let's have the traffic going through, but only make sure that, there is some kind of indication that people are now, they feel that they are entering a new space, and then they automatically have to slow down because there are trees and there is a different paving. There are people sitting here, there is some water body here, so there's a lot of things happening in this area. There's a bus stop, so people would, automatically slow down, because the idea of shared space is to confuse people, and once you confuse them, they have to slow down, they get disoriented. Secondly, the idea is there should be more eye contact and there should be more organic encounters rather than, having artificial encounters. So I think this goes well, and there's this elevator space, which is very interesting because it would have speaker's corner and poet's podium, and there's a graffiti wall where people could, write something, people could speak. And these are also the issues, like how do we take care of the cows, of vandalism, security, non-Oroville users, construction traffic. All these issues, we have not solved all of them. And this is the third option, which is slightly different again, which deals with trying to slow down traffic, but keeping the plaza separate from the traffic. So there are three options, and we would like people to respond to that. And then we'll take it back, and we want to put all this feedback. In fact, already we got a response that we should put all this on the intranet. So we're going to scan this and put it on the intranet so people can also respond. So we hope it will be a transparent and open process.
The results are presented in front of Solar Kitchen at lunchtime for the whole week. Weekly clowning class on Tuesdays led by Astrid. Participants can explore their inner clown with theater games, movement and clown exercises. The class takes place from 5 to 6:45 p.m. at Verity. And tonight, public viewing in Oroville. The soccer game, the Netherlands against Uruguay, will be screened at La Terrasse. More and more people watched the last games of the Soccer World Cup. All public places like restaurants have to close before midnight, and so the idea of a public viewing for the late games came up. Tonight's semi-final starts at 11:50 p.m. Before the screening, there will be salsa dancing. The mother. Indeed, all life is love if we know how to live it. For further information, please contact oroveradio.org.